Welcome back to the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to Tim Sweeney, Director of Strategic Programs, about Orion's Military Talent Programs. Tim will give you insight on how military talent programs differ from contingent recruiting, highlights and history of military talent programs, as well as best practices. If you have any questions about this podcast or ideas for a future show, please send me an email at podcast@oriontalent.com. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hello, Megan. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited you're joining us. This is our second employer-facing podcast, so I figured who better to have as a guest other than Tim Sweeney?
Well, I feel honored for that, but I have to ask, who is the first guest?
Dustin Little. He talked about RPO. So,
gotcha.
I figure it's kind of in the same, vein with talking about the larger scale program. So I thought we'd do RPO first and then MTP. So I'd say that's still pretty good being top two.
Not a problem.
So let's get started and just have you tell us a little bit about your military background and now your career at Orion.
Sure. So I graduated from the Naval Academy and service selected surface warfare. I spent about 4 years in the service, mainly stationed out in San Diego, attached to LHA-1 USS Tarawa, again as a surface warfare officer. And then as I left the service, was interviewing for a number of different roles and ended up joining Orion as an account executive. That was in 2005. I spent about 9 years in that role, and actually during that time, the first 5 years, promoted to a senior account executive position. And then after about 9 years, I joined our strategic account management team. So transitioned into a strategic account manager position, and then a year ago, I was promoted to our director of strategic programs. So now, in that account executive position, worked with a lot of clients, helping them, fill open positions, and then now on the strategic accounts team, working with organizations to help them build programs to help them reach their military hiring goals.
Awesome. So you mentioned that you started here as an AE, and then you eventually kind of moved into working with the military talent programs, or MTP as we call it. Was there something about that segment of Orion's business that interested you that made you want to work on that versus the contingent recruiting that you were working on before?
I think overall it's just the ability and the challenge of helping organizations solve the problem of gaining access to and hiring veterans. So in the account executive role, you were doing that on a small scale, on an individual basis, helping hiring managers. But what we realized about, 8 to 10 years ago, where companies were looking for bigger and broader solutions in this space. And as we grew as a company and almost simultaneously as, me growing in the account executive role, I became more intrigued and more excited about that challenge of, sitting down, meeting with key executives, talent acquisition, leadership, and really sitting down, finding out what their, goals are, where are they having issues in hiring veterans, and seeing if we can put together a solution to help them, again, reach those goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good. And what you just mentioned, it kind of being a full-scale approach, that is really what we do with MTP, and that's kind of a big differentiator of that versus contingent recruiting. But I also want to have you talk a little bit about the different components of MTP that set it apart from contingent recruiting.
Sure, and that's it's a great question, and I think the first place to start is just you give an idea of what a military talent program is, and really it's a comprehensive strategy that helps organizations become an employer of choice of veterans. And where did this idea or concept come from? Well, I mentioned about 8 to 10 years ago, we started listening to some of our clients that were successful in hiring veterans. We conducted a few surveys over that course of time. And learned that they needed, and were looking for more support and access to the military community. They wanted a higher level of customer service, a higher level of or higher quality of candidate, and they wanted it at a cheaper cost. So ultimately, you know, what does the military talent program provide, and what are the features? You know, it's a program or strategy that helps an organization or provides them with a renewing pipeline of quality candidates. It gives them more exposure to the military community. It helps them or gives them resources to help them understand the ideal positions within an organization, and it all does this at a cheaper cost.
Got it. So all of those components that you mentioned and kind of what we would call then the pillars of MTP. So you mentioned the dedicated recruiting team in terms of positioning themselves as an employer of choice within the military community. We offer a brand marketing and veteran outreach campaign. The accredited training program that we have is something that teaches the managers how to translate military skills and occupations into career paths at their organization, and then with the key metric delivery. So I would say those are the four that we kind of talk about being the main pillars and differentiators between the contingent recruiting and MTP.
Absolutely. Those, you know, I mean, you hit it right on the button there, Megan. I mean, there's quite a few benefits. But I think if, you know, out of the ones you mentioned, if I had to pick, let's say, a top three, I'd definitely say, you know, the changes from, let's say, contingent recruiting to building a strategy or program would have to be the dedicated and experienced military recruiters. And you got to realize our recruiting staff averages, you know, over 11 years of experience, and all of them are former military. Mm-hmm. So we take those resources and then we focus them and on a specific organization to help provide that renewable pipeline. That's a huge benefit. You know, you're heavily involved with the marketing and branding capabilities, but access to that, you know, ensures a company is going to be in a, you know, ensures they're an employer of choice within that military community, and helps veterans, helps to make sure veterans know what types of opportunities are going to be available within your business.
The brand marketing.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the brand marketing is definitely a big piece that I would say, you know, if we're talking some of the biggest draws to what we think that are the most important MTP, I would say that that's definitely one, because with a company wants to go out and market themselves as being military friendly and a company that is actively seeking to hire veterans, that's great. The problem that they have is the reach. So, you know, if especially if it's a lesser known company. Now, we do work with obviously very well known companies that we'll talk about here in a few minutes, but with like a Honda or a Siemens, people know who they are as a company and they know the types of products and services they produce. They might not think of A veteran might not think of those companies as somewhere where they should submit an application or try to find out what the career opportunities are as soon as they leave active duty. So that's one of the main things that they get, these companies are getting through us with MTP, is that they're getting access to our network and they're able to have us promoting their opportunities on their behalf, so they're reaching hundreds of thousands more people than they would on their own.
When it's interesting in that space as well, you know, you have a couple of things. One big thing working against you, and that is over the last, you know, since I've been in this job, and here I'm in our Virginia Beach office, you know, the access to the military bases, especially since 9/11, is you know, been heavily restricted. So it's becoming harder and harder to get on base and network with the candidate pool. You can also, I know you have all the statistics around, you know, job seeker profiles and how fewer and fewer people are actually building those and putting it out there. So really, you know, our success has become heavily dependent upon, you know, that network that we built over 26 years of experience and the success we have in, you know, helping a veteran candidate and then them going back to their command, whether it's, you know, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, going back to their base and talking to their friends, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. It's the word of mouth and the referrals that we always say are our number one source of candidates. But that, of course, starts through the marketing campaign. So that's very, very important aspect of it for sure.
One other piece to that too, that or I would say the third, if I had to pull one more feature from a military talent program that I think is a big differentiator between just your normal contingent or per hire recruiting would be our assistance in helping talent acquisition and hiring managers not only identify the best positions within the company for transitioning military, but also helping them understand and translate their experience. And again, I know you also work heavily with our training team and can talk a little bit about just what we're doing there to help an organization understand and be able to evaluate military candidates' experience.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've seen the training program be very, very effective with our clients that, especially if they don't have any experience hiring military, but also we have clients like a Siemens that's entering its seventh year of partnership that is still utilizing the training too, because it's almost an introduction, but can be used as continuous improvement. And as the landscape of their business changes, we can adjust the training. They might be seeking new candidates, like maybe, before they only hired enlisted tech or non-commissioned officers. Now they want to expand the business to more of a sales profile and they want to hire junior military officers. So we can adjust the training to that. Of course, there's always going to be new managers that are being brought in that will need to be trained as well. And then another big piece of our training is really just the maintenance of the program. So how, now that you've got these individuals on board, how do you maintain and make sure that you're providing an environment where they want to stay? So how can we help you with onboarding, retention? So it's really like a full cycle of, how to get veterans working at your company and then also how to keep them there. And that's something that we've seen be super effective. We offer it through webinars on site. We're looking into an on-demand platform right now. So I think that's always, in my mind, a big selling point to the program too.
And you mentioned earlier what kind of brought me or excited me about moving in this direction. And that's one of the big things that you just mentioned there. I mean, as an account executive, you're able to work one-on-one with the hiring manager and overcome that individual hiring manager's, let's say, challenges, or you help them understand the military candidate better, you give them, some of the information needed to be successful. But now, through a military talent program and through my role now, able to, present that to a much broader audience, across whether it be the talent acquisition staff or human resources, whether it be, key executives or, branch, production hiring managers out on the floor, you can impact a larger group through this program. So it's definitely been very well received and I know has helped quite a few companies.
Yeah, definitely. So I think currently we have, correct me if I'm wrong, close to 30 MTP accounts. Is that right?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Which is crazy because when I started working here back in 2013, we had maybe a third of that. So I know it's definitely a very fast-growing part of our business. We either just entered or about to enter, I think I mentioned this before, the seventh year of partnership with Siemens, which was our first military talent program. And I know you were a part of that program. So just thought we could look back on the history of MTP. Specifically starting with that one, what did a program look like back then?
Well, I remember we did, and I think it was July of 2010, we did a meeting at the Philadelphia Embassy Suites, and it had all of the key stakeholders from Siemens involved in the meeting, along with David Koh, who is our Senior Vice President of Strategic Programs, as well as me and some of our other staff. And we had walked through and talked a lot about what we were wanting to do. I think we had a lot of the framework of what we were trying to accomplish, but we had never taken on a project or built a program of this size before. So I think the biggest challenge that we had with Siemens, the fortunate thing is we had 10 to 15 years of success prior to that meeting of helping managers within all of their different business units, you know, energy division, building automation, medical and healthcare. We had success in a long history of placing military candidates, but we had never done it on you know, such a comprehensive level. And I think getting the organization around, you know, Siemens averages anywhere from, you know, 150 to 300 hires a year through our program, just getting your hands around that and getting all the systems and communication in place, you know, making sure our staff was properly aligned with theirs was probably the biggest challenge, because, again, we were able to successfully continue to get hires, which, you know, it's not always the case. Some organizations, we start from scratch where we haven't had the track record of success, and it's a little bit more difficult to get that engine moving. Siemens wasn't as hard in that respect, but definitely. The other big thing with Siemens is they didn't have a big, you know, marketing presence. So, you know, and I think, Megan, you could probably talk more about, you know, what we did with them from a marketing standpoint, but here in North America and specifically in the military space, really, you know, even though they're going back and forth, somewhere the fourth or fifth largest employer in the world, their marketing was pretty much non-existent. So we were really able to spend a lot of time in helping them create a brand message to the military community. So candidates that were transitioning or six months to a year from transitioning out of the service were able to start to learn and educate themselves about who Siemens is.
Yeah, for the marketing campaign, I know one of the first things that we did was to create the Military Careers microsite, which we do for all of our MTP accounts, and that's essentially just a site that we're hosting on behalf of Siemens or any of our other MTP clients. We have open positions, success stories, videos, you name it, and all of it is housed on the Orion website, so it will be orioninternational.com/ whatever the company name is, and they just get to take advantage of our network, like I had mentioned earlier. So, you know, you had mentioned they didn't necessarily have that great of marketing, not a very well-known presence within the military community for sure. So I know we started with the microsite. We did lots of promotion of that with targeted email, social media promotion. But on a larger scale, they also took advantage of a lot of PR opportunities that we were able to do for them. I know the partnership with the White House Joining Forces initiative that we used to have, Siemens also did a public commitment with Joining Forces to a specific amount of veteran hires in that year. And then I remember they also did, you know, by that time they had gained a lot of public recognition after the Joining Forces partnership, and they were even mentioned by President Obama in the 2012 State of the Union. So they got a lot of traction there, a lot of PR, a lot of marketing from us. So I think that was instrumental in building their program to where it is right now.
In fact, I think one of the candidates that I worked with and helped find a career with, the Building Technologies Group of Siemens, was actually invited to the White House for and received recognition on Siemens' behalf. So that was definitely nice to see that one of the candidates that went through the program was being recognized in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've actually had, I know a few of our military talent program accounts over the years have been featured in very public speeches, whether it's, you know, an appearance by President Obama. I know Polaris we were partnered with for a couple of years, and Michelle Obama went to one of the, I think maybe Fort Campbell, or it was a base visit, one of our Polaris hires was part of that speech. I remember when we were working with Honeywell, President Obama did a speech on site at one of their facilities in the Midwest, like some middle of nowhere, Nebraska or something. So, I mean, the press that you're able to get, and granted a lot of these are bigger companies, but it's just something that these companies likely would not have been able to do on their own.
No, not at all. In fact, I was involved with Honeywell did an event there at their office right across the street from the Capitol building that had their CEO and the director of commerce was involved with that event where we had about 12 military candidates came in and interviewed for positions. And then even, you know, outside of kind of some of the government recognition you have, I know at least one, if not two of our candidates were recognized as kind of a case study or an example of SpaceX military talent program in GI jobs. And so I think, you know, we definitely have, you know, been able to, you know, through the success of these programs, we're able to definitely give these organizations some PR opportunities as well.
Yeah, for sure. So I know we mentioned some big things here. Are there any other highlights that we missed or anything that was cool for you to be a part of as part of the military talent program?
No, I mean, I would say, you know, if you know, kind of maybe some thoughts as we kind of wrap up the conversation, and if you're looking to, if you're listening and you're looking to try and develop a strategy to hire veterans, I think there's some, you know, base level points or thoughts to think about. And those would be, you know, I would say if you want to categorize them as best practices, you know, look, you know, as you meet internally with your teams, you know, create a plan, you know, develop, you know, align your decision makers, your talent acquisition team, human resources and operations managers, and develop a hiring plan towards hiring veterans. You know, once you develop that plan, you know, look to set measurable goals and objectives. And then I think you need to really evaluate your business in a couple of the areas that we talked about already, which would be, you know, understanding military talent. Really take a look at your organization and see, do we understand the skill sets that are coming out of the military, and do we have a good idea of what are the best positions within our organization for a transitioning military candidate? And the other piece we talked about is, you know, putting a focus on marketing and branding. And then one piece that we haven't talked a lot about, but you mentioned quickly, would be a fit, is once you have these things in place, you know, one of the next steps or a big step is making sure onboarding and priority are important, because you want to, you know, ensure that the effort, the time that you put into hiring these individuals, that they're going to, you know, obviously stick long term.
Yeah, definitely. And I asked the same question to Dustin when we were talking about RPO, because I think sometimes big programs like this can be a little bit intimidating to companies if they think, well, you know, Orion, they talked a lot about Siemens in this podcast, and Tim mentioned they hire 100-plus people a year. We're not ready to hire that many people. Maybe this isn't right for me. So what would you say if someone asked, if a client were to ask you if MTP was a good option for companies of all sizes? What would you say based on your experience?
Yeah, it's a great question and a really simple answer, and that is, you know, the MTP is built to support, you know, small and large companies. I think what's great about how we've created this option for companies is that it's very flexible. Not any of those 30 MTPs that you mentioned earlier are the same. Each company has different challenges in trying to gain access to this population. Some companies have, you know, quite a few veterans within their organization. Others don't have as many. Some are focusing on the enlisted technician candidate pool. Others are more focused on military officers, or even a smaller subset, you know, engineers within the military officer ranks. So, you know, we have currently military talent programs that are as small as 15 hires per year, and we have some that fill, you know, over 300 positions in a year. So, you know, we have the ability to, you know, adjust resources accordingly based off the size and scope of what that company is trying to accomplish. So whether your brand strong within the military community or not as well known, whether you're looking to start with hiring 10 to 15 people or you have a huge ramp, we're able to build, you know, an effective strategy that will help you reach those goals.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, Tim, because I do think that this scalability is something that a lot of people that are interested in a military talent program, it's something that they're going to wonder about. And, you know, even if you do have a smaller hiring volume than someone who's hiring 100 to 300 hires a year, for those programs that you mentioned, you know, maybe they only are hiring 15, 20 hires in 1 year, they're still getting the access to our military candidates. They're getting our employment brand marketing campaign, our training program, all the same things. It's not like it's, you know, watered down services because they don't have as high of a hiring volume. They're getting the exact same thing as the other programs, just tailored to fit their individual needs and the hiring needs.
And I would even say that the military talent program in some respects is even more important for the smaller company that has the smaller scope of hiring, because you know, they're the ones that you know, have to, you know, compete against some of the bigger companies for the military talent. And you know, one of the things that I stress in almost all my conversations with people today that are interested in hiring veterans is that in my 13 years, the competition for military talent has never been higher. Whether it be simply the feel-good story that's come about over the last 8+ years, whether it be OFCCP, you know, guidelines and regulations that are out there now, or simply that more and more organizations are realizing how, you know, what a experienced and quality candidate pool it is. The reality of it is it's very competitive. So for a small company that has even a small hiring goal, you know, some of the things that we do, especially around the branding and marketing, are critical in ensuring they can compete for the best talent as well.
Yes, I agree with that for sure. So, Tim, anything else that you want to say to close out the conversation about military talent programs?
Last thing I'll say is if you're, you know, looking at this as an option, my recommendation for you would be to, you know, work, you know, again, as you have the discussions internally, almost work backwards and, you know, have a discussion around what your goals are first. So what do we want to accomplish in regards to hiring veterans? Is OSDCP compliance an issue? How do you want the military community to view, you know, your organization? And what roles do we have that are ideal fits for veterans? These are all, you know, questions that you can start asking internally and then start exploring and determining how many veterans do we currently have in the company? Where did they start? Within our business, do we have any key executives that have a military background, just to start building that structure? And you know, definitely we're here as a resource. You know, reach out to our team and we can work through this process with you and help build a strategy that you know is a best fit to the structure of your organization and what those goals are.
Well, awesome. I think that wraps everything up for today. Tim, thank you very much for the time. And when we post the podcast, we'll include some information around getting in touch with Orion if you are interested in creating a military talent program.
Thanks, Megan. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
All right, take care.